今日正道的主题是有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
弟兄姊妹早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们一起的同心祷告。
Yeah, let's pray.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you.
感谢你让我们在主耶稣基督复活的早上能够来到主你的殿来到赞美敬拜。
We thank you that on the morning of the Lord's resurrection, we can come to your temple to worship you and praise you.
主耶稣基督，你是那位复活的得胜主。
Lord Jesus Christ, you are the resurrected victorious Lord.
你败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
You have defeated the devil who has control of the death.
让我们一班一生怕死为奴仆的人的生命得以。
So that those who have been afraid of death and being enslaved by that
得以被你拯救过来
can be saved by you.
天父上帝，求你也去帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, help us.
让我们一生不要忘记主的恩，主的爱。
So that in our entire life, we never forget your love and mercy.
以至到我们余下的人生能够懂得来到回报主的恩，主的爱。
So that we know how to respond to your love and mercy for the remainder of our lives.
祈祷恳求因主耶稣基督的宝血再次来到洁净涂抹我们每一个人的罪恶过犯和罪恶。
We pray that the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ once again cleanse all the sins and transgressions and wickedness of us.
让我们配得来到去聆听主你的话。
So that we are worthy to come to listen to your word.
配得来到敬拜你。
And worthy to worship you.
祈祷恳求真理的圣灵引导我们各人进入真理的当中。
May the spirit of truth guide us into the truth.
以致我们无论讲的、听的都能够同得造就。
So that whether the one who speaks and those who listen can be edified.
我们这样祷告感谢交托奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer and thanksgiving are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 感谢天父，让我们今天能够来到主的殿来纪念主复活的日子。
We thank our Heavenly Father that on this day of celebrating the resurrection of the Lord, we can once again come before your throne of grace.
这个世界已经陷入一个失控的状态。
The world is in a state of chaos.
无论在政治上面、经济、社会、民生各个的领域
In various aspects such as politics, economy, society and people's livelihoods
你会发觉其实它都是很混乱和很腐败
You can see that it is all chaotic and corrupted
加上在道德的沦丧
Coupled with the decline of morality
世人又或者地上掌权的呢
People in the world and those in power,
他们都很希望用人的方法
They hope that by means of human methods,
去扭转这些恶劣的情况
They can reverse these terrible situations.
但是到头来呢
But in the end,
最终都是徒劳无功的
Their efforts are in vain.
情况只是会每况愈下
And things will only get worse and worse.
因为当人类的始祖犯罪得罪神之后
It is because since the first ancestors of human sinned against God,
罪就进入了世界
Sin entered the world.
而罪的始作俑者是魔鬼撒旦
And the first instigator of sin is the devil Satan.
在以弗所书二章这里提到
In Ephesians chapter 2, it is mentioned that
空中掌权者的首领亦即是撒旦
The ruler of the kingdom of the air, who is Satan.
其实整个世界的价值体系呢
And the whole world's value system
都是操控在撒旦的手里面
Is in fact Under the control of Satan,
人陷在罪恶的里头
People are trapped in sin.
最终就是永恒的灭亡
Ultimately, they will face eternal destruction.
人唯一的出路
The only way out for humanity
就是在主救主耶稣基督的身上边
is through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
他是死而复活的主
He is the risen Lord.
除他以外
And besides him,
別無拯救。
There is no other means of salvation。
正如喺《使徒行傳》四章十一到十二節呢度講到。
As it is written in Acts chapter 4 verses 11 to 12。
他是你們匠人所棄的石頭，已成了房角的頭塊石頭。
Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the capstone.
除他以外，別無拯救。
Salvation is found in no one else.
因為在天下人間沒有賜下別的名，我們可以靠著得救。
For there is no other name under heaven given to man by which we must be saved.
讓我們今天早上同心同性地讀出其中一段正道的经文，就是以弗所书的二章四到七节。
Let us all read together one of the passages for today's sermon, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 to 7.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩赐，显明给后来的世代看。
But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved.And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus.
主耶稣的死和复活，
The death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
跟我们有什么关系呢？
What does it have to do with us?
正如使徒保罗在罗马书所讲，
As preached by the Apostle Paul in the book of Romans,
耶稣被交给人，是为我们的过犯。
He was delivered over to death for our sins.
复活是为叫我们称义。
And was raised to life for our justification.
主耶稣基督的死，
The death of the Lord Jesus,
是为爱我们这班污秽不堪的罪人的缘故。
Was for the sake of us, the sinful and unclean people.
主甘愿嘅顺服天父上帝嘅旨意。
The Lord was willingly obeying the will of God the Father.
愿意代替我哋担当因罪所带嚟嘅刑罚。
And chose to take upon himself the punishment that was due to us for our sins.
最后佢被钉死喺十字架上。
He was finally crucified.
舍身流血，
shedding his blood and giving his life，
以致我们一切的污秽，
so that all our transgressions，
都被主所流出圣洁的宝血，涂抹净尽，
can be blotted out by his precious blood，
而且主耶稣基督更在第三日来到复活，
he rose again on the third day after he died，
好让我们在神面前被称为义，
so we could be counted as righteous before God。
复活是证明主已经为我们付上赎价。
His resurrection proved that he had paid the ransom，
并且已经满足父神公义的要求，
and satisfied the righteous requirement of God the Father，
以致到我们被神称为义，
so that we could be justified before him。
今天早上我们再一次来到藉着圣经来到去思想主耶稣基督在从死里复活个客观的事实。
This morning, let us once again through the Bible contemplate the objective fact of Jesus Christ's resurrection from the dead.
四卷的福音书都分别从不同的角度来到记载主耶稣基督已经从死里复活的情况。
The four Gospels record from different perspectives that Jesus had risen from the dead.
当中路加福音有这样的记载。
For example, in the Gospel of Luke, it is written,
七日的头一日，黎明的时候，那些妇女带着所预备的香料来到坟墓前。
On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb.
看见石头已经从坟墓滚开了。
They found the stone rolled away from the tomb.
他们就进去，只是不见主耶稣的身体。
But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus.
正在猜疑之间，忽然有两个人站在旁边，衣服放光。
While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them.
妇女们惊怕，张脸伏地。那两个人就对他们说：为什么在死人中找活人呢？
In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, Why do you look for the living among the dead?
他不在这里，已经复活了。当纪念他还在加利利的时候，怎样告诉你们？
He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee.
另外在约翰福音20章也都记载同样的情况。
In addition, John chapter 20 also records the same event.
但是就更加的提到其中一位的妇女。
But mentions one of the women.
就是抹大拉的玛利亚。
Mary Magdalene.
她将事情话咗俾两位嘅使徒知。
Who told the two disciples what had happened?
咁呢两位使徒就系彼得同约翰啦。
These disciples were Peter and John.
咁佢哋就跑到坟墓嗰边。
So they ran towards the tomb.
唔单止见唔到主耶稣基督嘅身体
，and found not only that Jesus' body was missing，
仲发现包裹主耶稣身体嘅细麻布同埋裹头巾咧。
But also that the burial cloth and linen that had been wrapped around his body.
咁约翰福音二十章嘅第七节系咁样记载。
And John chapter 20 verse 7 says.
又看见耶稣的裹头巾没有和细麻布放在一边，是另在一处卷着。
He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen.
这一节的经文让我们得知主耶稣基督的身体不可能被人偷走的。
This verse indicates that it was impossible for someone to have stolen Jesus' body.
因为偷的人呢，他不会将细麻布和裹头巾从主耶稣基督身上挪开的。
Because a thief would not have taken the time to unwrap the strips of linen and remove the cloth from Jesus' head.
換句話講，
In other words,
主耶穌基督在復活之後，
After Jesus' resurrection,
將裹前他身上的細麻布解開，
He removed the burial cloth that had been wrapped around him.
並且將裹頭巾捲起放在一邊。
And rolled up the linen that had been on his head and set it aside.
咁另外，及后主耶稣喺升天之前呢
？Afterward, Jesus, before the Lord's ascension to heaven,
向佢所拣选嘅人显现咗40日。
Jesus appeared to the people he had chosen for 40 days.
其中哥林多前书十五章记载嘅其中一次呢？
One of which was recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
更向500多个弟兄来到显现。
Where he appeared to more than 500 brothers.
这些的环境证据呢？
These circumstantial evidences.
显示主耶稣已经从死里复活是毋庸置疑的。
Show that Jesus' resurrection from the dead is beyond doubt.
主耶稣基督的死而复活。
The death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
对于我哋一班相信佢嘅人有咩嘅关系呢
？What does it have to do with those who believe in him？
今日早上嘅其中一段嘅正道经文就系以弗所书二章四到五节呢度讲到。
The two verses from today's sermon scriptures tell us.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱。
Ephesians chapter 2 verses 4 and 5 But because of his great love for us God who is rich in mercy
当我们死在过犯中的时候便叫我们与基督一同活过来你们得救是本乎恩
Made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions It is by grace you have been saved
换句话讲我们与主同死同埋葬并且一同的复活。
In other words, we died, was buried, and resurrected with the Lord.
使徒保罗在罗马书用与主联合来表达同一个意思。
The Apostle Paul used the term united with him to express the same idea in Romans chapter 6, verse 5.
在羅馬書的六章五節這裡講到,
In Romans chapter 6, verse 5,
我們若在他死的形狀上與他聯合,
For if we were united with him like this in his death,
也要在他復活的形狀上與他聯合,
We will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection.
換句話講咧，
In other words,
我哋既有嘅舊嘅生命咧，
The former lives we had,
被罪限制嘅生命已經同主耶穌基督一同嘅釘死喺十字架上。
Which were under the power of sin were crucified with the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross.
而家有嘅生命咧，
Now the lives we have,
那係從主而嚟復活嘅新生命。
Are the new and resurrected lives from the Lord Jesus?
罗马书更讲到主耶稣基督为到世人嘅罪。
The Lord of Romans teaches us that, for the sake of the, sin of the world,
只一次将身体献上。
That Jesus died once for all,
就能除去相信佢嘅人一切嘅罪恶过犯。
To take away the sins and transgressions of those who believe in him.
而更重要嘅就系主耶稣基督系复活嘅得胜主。
And more importantly, the Lord Jesus is also the resurrected and victorious Lord.
死亡嘅权势再唔能够辖制永活嘅神。
The power of death no longer reigns over the living God.
而喺罗马书十章六章十节呢度讲到。
And also in Romans chapter 6 verse 10.
他死是向罪死了，只有一次；他活是向神活着。
The death he died to sin once for all.But the life he lives to God.
对基督圣徒而言,
For Christians,
我们同主耶稣一同的活过来,
We live again with Jesus Christ.
是因为主耶稣基督在十字架上舍身流血,
Because he died on the cross and shed his blood to, for us.
以致承担了我们的罪债,
To pay for our sin debt.
代替了我们在神面前的刑罚。
Substituted us to take the punishment we deserved before God.
这个就是我在上一次在主餐当中所提的。
This is what I referred to in my previous Holy Communion message.
主耶稣成为我们在神面前替代的救赎。
The Lord Jesus became our substitutionary atonement before God.
神原本倾倒在我们的愤怒。
God's wrath, which was supposed to be poured out on us,
藉着主耶稣基督将自己无瑕无疵的身体,
through the sinless body of the Lord Jesus,
一次的献上,
and, which was sacrificed once for all,
以致满足神公义要求,
to satisfy God's righteous requirement,
正如在正道开首的时候引用的罗马书四章二十五节。
As I quoted at the beginning of my sermon, Romans chapter 4, verse 25.
耶稣被交给人，是为我们的过犯。
He was delivered over to death for our sins.
复活是为叫我们称义。
And was raised to life for our justification.
复活证明了主已经为我们付上赎价。
The resurrection has proved that the Lord has paid the ransom.
并且已经满足神公义的要求
，and has satisfied the righteous requirement of God，
以致我哋被神称为义
，so that we are declared righteous by God。
如今因信主耶稣基督
，now because of our faith in the Lord Jesus，
我哋一切嘅罪恶过犯已经与主耶稣一同嘅钉死喺十字架上。
All our sins and transgressions have been crucified with him on the cross。
正如加拉太书五章二十四节呢度所讲。
As written in Galatians chapter 5, verse 24,
凡属基督耶稣的人,
those who belong to Christ Jesus,
是已经把肉体, 连肉体的邪情私欲都同钉在十字架上了,
have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires.
主耶稣因着我们的过犯, 被交给人,
Jesus Christ was delivered over to death for our sins.
复活是为叫我们称义。
And was raised to life for our justification.
如今因着主耶稣基督的缘故,
Now, for the sake of the Lord Jesus,
我们不再会被神定罪,
We are no longer condemned by God.
相反的,
But rather,
因着主耶稣基督复活的大能,
because of his mighty power of resurrection.
我哋能够免去神嘅震怒。
We can be spared from God's wrath.
而且同神有复和嘅生命关系。
And have a reconciled life relationship with God.
咁喺另一方面咧。
On the other hand,
如今我哋唔再喺律法以下。
Now we are no longer under the law.
乃系喺恩典之下。
But under grace.
罗马书六章十四节嘅提到。
Romans chapter 6 verse 14 tells us.
罪必不能作你们的主。因你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
For sin shall not be your master, because you are not under law, but under grace.
因为基督已经将我哋从律法以下赎出嚟。
Because Christ has redeemed us from under the law.
换句话讲咧。
In other words,
我哋因着不能守神嘅律法。
Because we cannot keep God's law.
主耶稣喺十字架上边。
The Lord Jesus on the cross
已经为我哋完全承受咗从律法所带嚟嘅咒诅。
Has completely borne the curse that comes from the law on our behalf.
以致将我哋本应喺律法之下嘅人赎出嚟。
So that he has redeemed us who should have been under the law.
因着主耶稣基督复活嘅大能。
Because of the mighty power of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
我哋唔再活在神的震怒之下。
We are no longer under God's wrath.
我们不再活在律法以下。
We are no longer under the law.
我们不再被罪辖制。
We are no longer bound by sin.
我们不再活在撒旦的权势底下。
We are no longer under the power of Satan.
因为我们的旧人已经与基督同死。
Because our old selves have died.
同埋葬。
And been buried.
现在我们在基督里面是新造的人。
And been buried with Christ, and now we are new creations in Christ.
罗马书六章十一节呢度讲到。
In Romans chapter 6 verse 11.
这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的。
In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin.
向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。
But alive to God in Christ Jesus.
因为以前我们死在罪恶过犯当中。
Because formerly we were dead in sins and transgressions.
与神所赐的生命隔绝。
Separated from the life that God gave.
并且因为我们的恶行与神为敌。
And because of our evil deeds, we were enemies of God.
哥罗西书的一章二十一节这里讲到。
In Colossians chapter 1 verse 21.
你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶行，心里与他为敌。
Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior.
感谢神，以弗所书二章六到七节呢度讲到。
Thanks be to God. Ephesians chapter 2 verses 6 and 7 tells us.
他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus.
要将他极丰富的恩典
，In order that，
就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩赐，显明给后来的世代看。
In order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus。
如今我哋唔单止与主耶稣基督同复活。
But now, not only have we been raised up together with the Lord Jesus,
并且享有一切天上属灵的福气,
but we also enjoy all the spiritual blessings in the heavenly realms,
包括公义、圣洁、能力、荣耀,
including righteousness, holiness, power, and glory.
而神的儿女在地上寄居的日子,
however, as children of God living on earth as pilgrims,
你当活出与世人不一样的生命。
We should live out a different kind of life from the rest of the world.
当中呢就包括咗三方面。
Which includes three aspects.
喺第一方面就系我哋理当系渴慕神、与神亲近、爱慕神话语嘅人。
First of all, we should have a longing for God, wish to draw near to Him and thirst for His word.
记得主耶稣。在约翰福音十五章讲到葡萄树与枝子的关系。
In John 15, the Lord Jesus tells us a parable about the vine and its branches.
咁其中有一节咧就系咁样讲，喺十五章第七节呢度讲到。
In chapter 15, verse 7.
你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面。
If you are always in me, my word will be always in you.
当我哋常常嚟到亲近主嘅时候。
If we constantly draw near to the Lord,
我们常常要读主的话的时候,
if we constantly read the Word of God,
这些的话就成为我们生命当中的一个的泉源, 一个的帮助,
then the Word of God will become a source of help for us.
在现今的信徒呢,
in the contemporary, among the contemporary believers,
我们知道大家都在工作上面，在家庭上面，都是要付出很多的时间。
We know that we have to spend a lot of time in our work and family.
这个我是绝对的明白和理解。
I absolutely understand this.
但我们也要在我们每日的时间里面，我们要分别出来安静在神的话语里面。
But every day we should set apart some time to beto be quiet before the Lord and reflect on His word.
如果我们相信主耶稣基督是将我们从死亡罪恶过犯当中拯救出来那位的永生神的话，
If we believe that the Lord Jesus is the living God who saved us from sins and transgressions,
祂爱我们，
He loves us,
以至到祂将祂的生命完全的摆上，
to the extent that he laid down his life for us,
为我们舍身流血,
to bleed and die for us,
是主先爱我们,
it's because the Lord, God loves us first.
那我们对神的爱是怎样的回应?
Then how should we respond to God's love?
我记得有个朋友曾经跟我讲过,
I remember a friend once told me,
他是一个专业人士啊,
he's a professional.
咁佢嘅生活系好忙嘅
，and he has a busy schedule in his life。
咁有时我发觉佢都好攰，睇到佢嘅样咧。
I could tell that he was tired。
不过有一样嘢咧
，but one thing，
佢系好中意摄影嘅。
He like photography。
吓，哇！你咁忙，你仲可以有呢啲嗜好咩
？I asked him, "You are so busy, and how can you keep this hobby?"
咁佢就同我讲一句话。
He told me.
如果一样嘢你系你爱系你中意嘅话咧
，If there is one thing which you love and which you like，
你一定有时间。
You certainly have time for it。
咁我谂到，如果我哋爱神嘅话
，Then it leads me to think if we love God，
我哋真系懂得嘅嚟到去回应神喺十字架上边对我哋嘅爱嘅话
，If we truly want to respond to the love。
我们一定有时间。
Then we certainly have the time.
求主来帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们在我们的生命当中。
So that in our lives.
在我们每一天的里头。
In every day, in our everyday schedule.
愿意分别一段的时间出来。
We are willing to set apart some time.
来到去亲近主。
To draw near to the Lord.
当你在读主的话语的时候呢。
When you read God's word.
你唔好闯住咁读
，Don't do it hastily。
因为主嘅话咧，其实系好奇妙。
Because God's word is truly amazing。
佢喺一卷书里边讲到一个嘅真理嘅时候咧
，In a Bible passage when he tells us a truth，
神点样透过圣灵嚟到帮助我哋明白咧？
How does he help us to understand through the Holy Spirit？
喺另一卷书咧，同一个嘅真理都会系同时嘅出现。
Then in another passage, the same truth will appear.
以至到嚟到帮助我哋去明白圣经。
To help us to understand the Bible.
所以喺圣经所上面所讲。
Therefore, what is written in the Bible?
以属灵嘅话解释属灵嘅事。
Explain spiritual matters with spiritual words.
所以真系好希望鼓励大家。
Therefore, I encourage each one of you
能够真系有一段每日有一段嘅时间分别出嚟，你都去读主嘅话。
To set apart some time every day to read God's word。
喺第二方面咧，就系我哋应该有新人嘅样式。
Secondly, we should have a new life pattern.
有真理的仁义和圣洁。
With true righteousness and holiness.
行事为人与蒙召的恩来到相称。
And live a life worthy of our calling.
在这里我想到，诶，我刚才说，我们不再在律法以下嘛。
Here, I remember something.
我们不再在律法以下。
We are no longer under the law.
我们在恩典之下。
We are under grace.
诶，有些人就会曲解了。
Some people will distort it.
哇，那我就很自由了。
Oh, to say that I'm so free.
我就可以，哎，就是，可能我们会犯罪啊。
I can sin.
因为我们在恩典之下。
Because we are under grace.
神是会赦免的。
God will forgive.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
这个是极错的一个观念。
This is a very wrong concept.
因为如果那位爱你的神，
Because if the God who loves you,
他为到你的罪死在十字架上面，
He died for your sin on the cross.
当你犯罪的时候，
When you sin,
你不是单单的得罪他，
You are not only sinning against him,
你是伤他的心。
You will hurt his heart.
当我们这样懂得去想的时候，
when we can reflect this in this perspective,
我们岂不应该在我们的生活行事为人上面，
then in the way we conduct ourselves in our daily lives,
我们要好好地到跟从主，遵行主的话，
shouldn't we follow him and obey his commands?
在第三方面，
Thirdly,
我们的心意更新而变化。
We should be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
以致到我们有新的价值观。
So that we have a new value system.
我们的着眼点往往会在天上的事情。
With a focus on heavenly matters.
很多时候我们会被世上的事去很多的思虑。
Very often, we are burdened by worldly things.
这些思虑往往会是缠绕我们。
These concerns often entangle us.
魔鬼撒旦很多时候就 为我们度身订造很多的思虑的事情。
Very often, the devil Satan will tailor-make some concerns for us.
例如说，如果我们很担心我们的健康呢？
For example, if we are concerned about our health,
他往往呢，就会有一些的，在我们健康的事情上面，就会有些毛病走出来。
Very often, there are things will come up concerning our health.
我们就会惶惶终日。
We will be very afraid all the time.
这个它是其中一个例子。
This is one of the examples.
如果你在金钱上面，你是很，就是很，很紧张的话。
If you are worried about your finance.
那你往往呢，它就会有一些情况就会走出来。
Very often, situations will come up.
咁你又会惶惶恐慌嘅，即系惶恐终日啦。
So that you will be scared.
咁我哋即系一定冇中纳恶者嗰个诡计。
So let us not be deceived by the evil one.
让我哋嘅眼目系真系转向天上嘅事情。
Let us set our eyes on heavenly matters.
喺第四方面咧。
Fourthly.
我们愿意过一个讨神喜悦的人生。
We desire to live a life that pleases God.
将天国的事情摆在我们人生优先的次序的当中。
And prioritize matters pertaining to the heavenly kingdom.
当你服侍的时候。
When you serve God.
当你愿意去亲近主的时候。
When you are willing to draw near to the Lord.
很多时候那些缠累你的事。
Very often the things that entangle you,
就会自然就会消失。
They will disappear automatically.
咁唔单止系咁样。
Not only that,
你喺你嘅生命嘅当中
，in your life,
你同神嘅关系更加嘅亲近。
You will have a closer relationship with God.
你更加嘅愿意嘅嚟到去跟从主，更加嘅愿意嚟到去服侍主。
You are more willing to follow the Lord and serve Him.
亲爱嘅弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我哋都系一班。与主耶稣基督同死同埋葬同复活在主里面新造的人。
We are a new people who have died, been buried and resurrected with the Lord Jesus.
而且更加是蒙神分别出来的。
Moreover, we have been set apart by God.
成为在基督里面的新团。
And made a new group in Christ.
如今以勒家成为你和我属灵的家庭。
And it also has become our spiritual home.
以勒家已经成立了八年了。
Jireh Fellowship has been established for 8 years.
神在我们的身上有祂最美善的心意。
God has his most beautiful and good wills upon us.
也都让我们同心同声读出以弗所书的2:19-22.
Let us read Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 to 22 together.
这样你们不再作外人和客旅，是与圣徒同，是神家里的人，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络得合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也靠他同被建造成为神藉着圣灵居住的所在。
Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord.And in him, you two are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit.
这里的2:19.
In verse chapter 2, verse 19,
我们与众圣徒同属神的国。
We are citizens of God's kingdom.
是天上的国民。
And along with the saints, and we are the...Fellow citizens of heaven,
并且更加在基督里成为一家人。
And even more, we are one family in Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
能够蒙神拣选，
being chosen by God,
藉着主耶稣基督，
through the Lord Jesus,
成为天父上帝的儿女，
we become children of our heavenly Father.
我们何等蒙福蒙爱的一群。
How blessed and loved we are.
不单只是这样，
not only that,
更加的宝贵。
What's more precious is that
我们能够在主里面互相的扶持同走这条天路。
We can support one another and walk together in our heavenward journey.
而同心合意共建神家。
And we build God's house in unity.
以弗所书2:20-22这里讲到。
In Ephesians chapter 2 verses 20 to 22.
并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上。有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
Built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone.
各房靠他联络得合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。
In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord.
你们也靠他同被建造。
And in him, you two are being built together.
成为神藉着圣灵居住的所在。
To become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit.
当中有一个非常重要的元素。
The key to building God's house is that.
要建立神家当中最重要的元素。
The key to building God's house is that.
就是各人要在真理上来到合一。
We must be united in the truth.
二十节呢度讲到主耶稣基督自己为房角石。
Verse 20 talks about Jesus Christ as the cornerstone.
房角石系一间屋嘅核心嘅基石。
The cornerstone is the core foundational stone.
而且房屋嘅每一个部分都同房角石有重要嘅接连。
And every part of the house has an important connection with it.
以致所起的屋才会是稳固的。
So that the house being built will remain stable.
换句话说，
In other words,
主耶稣作为教会的房角石，
being the cornerstone of the church,
真理的中心点，
and the focal point of the truth,
每一个教会的肢体，
every member of the church,
都必须与主耶稣基督有生命的关系，
must have a life relationship with the Lord Jesus.
因为只有主耶稣基督是我们属灵的生命的依靠和重心。
It is because the Lord Jesus alone is the center and who our spiritual life should rely on.
正如以弗所书的2:21这里所说，
as it is written in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 21,
各房依靠 他联络得合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。
In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord.
在另一方面呢？
On the other hand,
神透过圣灵向圣经作者所启示的真理都早已经是完成了的。
Through the Holy Spirit, the authors of the Bible have already completed the revelation of God.
所以唯独圣经。
Therefore, the Bible alone.
只有圣经。
And nothing else.
才是神所要启示的真理。
Is the truth that God has revealed to us.
任何人若果是增加或者删减圣经。
Anyone who adds to or takes away from the Bible
将来会是受到神的审判
will be judged by God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
以勒家是神所分别出来的圣洁的群体
Jaro Fellowship is a holy communion that God has set apart.
我们必须要持守真道
We must hold fast to the truth.
并且单单的传扬主耶稣基督并他钉十字架的赦罪福音
And proclaim only the gospel of Jesus Christ and Him crucified for the forgiveness of sins.
使徒保罗对加太教会曾经作出严厉的警告。
The Apostle Paul sternly warned the Church of Galatia.
若果他们随从别的福音
about following other gospels.
后果就是加太书一章七到八节所记载的。
The consequences are recorded in Galatians chapter 1, verses 7 to 8.
在加太书一章七到八节里讲到，那并不是福音。
In Galatians chapter 1, verses 7 to 7, which is really no gospel at all.
不过有些人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音更改了。
Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ.
但无论是我们是天上来的使者
But even if we or an angel from heaven
若传福音给你们
should preach a gospel other than the one we preached to you
与我们所传给你们的不同
other than what we preached to you
他就应当被咒诅。
Let him be eternally condemned.
另一方面，每一个神家的成员
，On the other hand, every member of the church
必须系互为肢体
，is to be a part of the body，
彼此嘅嚟到去关顾
，and should care for one another。
因为如今我哋嘅身子再唔系属于自己
，for our bodies no longer belong to ourselves。
因为我哋系主耶稣基督用宝血重价所买赎。
Because we are purchased with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus.
正如哥林多前书六章十九到二十节呢度讲到。
As in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 19 to 20.
岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿么
？Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit?
这圣灵是从神而来
，which is in you，
住在你们里头的。
Whom you have received from God.
并且你们不是自己的人。
You are not your own.
因为你们是重价买来的。
You were bought at a price.
所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
Therefore, honor God with your body.
教会里面的肢体
Members of the body.
是要需要合而为一的。
Have to be united.
神赐下教会。
God gives us the church
赐下肢体
and fellow brothers and sisters
目的呢
so that
是为了我们在信仰的路上不会孤单
so that we will not feel lonely in our journey of faith
如果我们没有办法来到融入教会的生活
if we are uninvolved in the life of the church
缺乏和其他的肢体来到相交呢
and lack communication with brothers and sisters
那恶者就往往会透过一啲人或者事
，then the evil one through some people and some events，
或者一啲嘅环境
，or some circumstances，
去搅扰去迷惑我哋
，will disturb and tempt us，
以致属灵嘅生命系会倒退
，causing our spiritual life to go backward，
与主嘅关系疏离
，and have a distant relationship with the Lord，
作为一间神所爱。神所拣选的教会
，being a church loved and chosen by God，
必须要在真理上合一
We need to be united in the truth.
当中包括神透过圣经所默示的真理。
Which includes the truths revealed by God through the Bible.
而真理的中心点。
And the focal point of the truth.
那是主耶稣基督自己。
Is the Lord Jesus himself.
因为主耶稣基督是我们生命的中心和依靠。
Because the Lord Jesus is the center and what we should rely on in our lives.
而我们所传的福音。
And the gospel that we proclaim.
就单单只有主耶稣基督被他钉十字架的福音，赦罪的福音。
Is solely the gospel of forgiveness of sins concerning the Lord Jesus and him crucified.
教会是一个不断成长的属灵的群体。
The church is an ever-growing spiritual community.
我指的不是人数的加增或者可量化的一些事工。
What I mean is not the increase in number of people or quantifiable ministries.
那是肢体生命的成长成熟。
But the growth and maturity of members.
有神同在的教会呢?
The church which has the presence of God.
不单只是有真理的教会。
Not only does it have the truth.
更加 是有追求过圣洁生活的教会。
It also has the pursuit of godliness and holiness.
提摩太后书的二章二十到二十一节。
In 2 Timothy chapter 2 verses 20 to 21.
这个都是大家很熟的经文。
These are the verses that we are all familiar with.
我们都一同地去将这两节的经文读出来。
Then let's read these verses together.
我们回到提摩太后书的二章二十到二十一节。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2 verses 20 to 21.
提摩太后书的二章二十到二十一节，我们找到的，我们一起的读出来。
Let's read together.
在大户人家，不但有金器、银器，也有木器、瓦器，有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必作贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
In a large house, there are articles not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay. Some are for noble purposes and some for ignoble. If a man cleanses himself from the latter, he will be an instrument for noble purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work.
审判以勒家的每一个肢体。
I hope each of the members of Jaira Fellowship
都能够成为神手中圣洁的器皿
can become a holy instrument in the hand of God
去完成神所托付的圣工
to complete the holy work that God commits
主耶稣基督是房角石
The Lord Jesus himself is the chief cornerstone
是教会的唯一根基
He is the only foundation of the church
我们的生命也都是紧连在主耶稣基督的身上边。
Our lives are closely connected to the Lord Jesus.
因为唯有主耶稣基督。
Because the Lord Jesus alone.
在我们的生命的里头。
In our lives.
才能够去帮助我们，去面对我们人生的种种的环境。
He alone can help us to face all the circumstances in life.
我们一同的起立，我们唱。回应诗，教会唯一的根基。
Let's stand and sing, responding hymn, the church's one foundation.
神流血的代价，建立永远基础。谁从万邦选出来，信徒都是。
体，教会合一的根基，一主一信一世，同转为一的生命，通出为一天亮，同怀为一的希望，同蒙恩爱教长，虽他历尽了艰辛，受人讥笑为破，来众分裂。圣徒潮泪对问问，黑夜到底多长，合寂在变歌声转旋，不见神光，他睡在地三位一体，向安息的信，团契，直至望物看见光荣家乡。
同心祷告。
Let us bow our heads in prayer.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you.
感谢你差派救主耶稣基督来到世上。
We thank you for sending the Lord and Savior Jesus to come to the world.
为我哋嘅罪成就咗宝贵嘅十字架上嘅救恩。
To accomplish the precious grace of salvation on the cross.
主耶稣基督系嗰位死而复活嘅得胜主。
The Lord Jesus is the risen victorious Lord.
正如圣经所记载的。
As it is written in the Bible.
像人所弃的石头。
The cornerstone which was rejected by the builders.
如今变成房角石。
Now has become the capstone.
天父上帝，感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you.
因为你在教会的当中。
Because in the church.
主耶稣基督是与我们同在。
The Lord Jesus is with us.
就正如诗歌所讲，
As it is said in the hymn.
他同我们一起的面对我们人生前面的路。
He faces the life ahead of us with us.
天父，求你来到去帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, help us.
求你帮助我们在主里面来到合一。
Help us to have unity in the Lord.
让我们能够常常的连于元受基督。
So that we are always joined to the Lord Jesus.
以致我们能够有能力去面对我们前面的道路。
So that we have the strength to face the life ahead of us.
也都求你，求主来到帮助我们。
May you help us.
让我们能够愿意来到去过一个分别为圣的人生。
So that we are willing to live a life which is set apart as holy.
更加的常常地来到去亲近你。
And constantly come to draw near to you.
也都常常嘅能够读你嘅话。
And constantly read your word.
因为主你嘅话系灵系生命。
Because your word is life is spirit.
求主嚟到帮助。
May you help us.
让我哋以勒家成为主你手中合用圣洁器皿。
So that Jairo Fellowship can be a noble instrument in your hand.
以致嚟到去作成主你托付俾我哋嘅圣工。
So we can accomplish the holy ministry that you commit to us.
感谢天父来到垂听我们的祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for listening to our prayer.
我们这样祷告、感谢、交托是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer, thanksgiving and petition are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹请坐。
Please be seated.